The first reading today, we hear about the prophet Hananiah going in and speaking in the presence of the priests and the people and telling them that within 2 years, all these bad things that had happened to the Israelites are all going to be turned around. All of the vessels that Nebuchadnezzar had taken from the temple and brought back to Babylon, they'll all be brought back. Everything's going to be restored. The prophet Jeremiah has to come against him and remind him that the prophets of old prophesied war and pestilence and woe and so on. And he said, but a prophet who prophesies the good things is only recognized when his prophecy is fulfilled. In other words, some of the bad things can be turned the other way. They can be mitigated through prayer and through penance. If people repent, God isn't necessarily going to bring the things upon the world or upon the individual, or maybe that it will be reduced at least. But if somebody's going to say all these good things are going to happen, it's only going to be recognized when they actually do. Now we look at the situation in our humanness. None of us like to hear the bad things. We all want to hear the good things. We all want to hear that we're so wonderful. God just loves us so much, which he does. But then we just want to hear that he doesn't care that we keep sinning. It doesn't really bother him at all that we don't follow his way. He just thinks that everything is so wonderful that he just doesn't care. That's a bunch of garbage. And that's what we have to recognize. Again, look at what's going on in the world right now. It is totally offensive to God. Now we've become so accustomed to it that maybe we don't think that it's all that offensive anymore. But God doesn't change, and the truth doesn't change. So if we want to say that two men can be married or two women can be married, that's an offense against God. If we want to say that you can cut off certain body parts and make yourself look like somebody the opposite sex, that's offensive to God who made you the way that he made you. If we want to say that it's okay for married people to make sure that they don't have babies, that's offensive to God. We can go on and on and on with the list. And we just look and go, but everybody's doing it. Everybody thinks this is okay. Then everybody's wrong. But you see, we live in a society where we just take opinion polls. And as long as the opinion poll says that the majority of the people say this, then we say, well, then that must be right. They're not. I mean, we can look at this in so many ways. As Catholics, we are far from the majority in the world. Even among Catholics, people who call themselves Catholic, I should say, fewer than 25% believe that Jesus is really present in the Eucharist. So I guess we can look at it and say, well, I guess if most Catholics don't believe, then therefore it's not real. Yeah, it is. If a whole bunch of people don't want to believe that God exists, does that mean that he doesn't? If a whole bunch of people want to say that the truth that Jesus spoke, I don't believe it, so therefore it must not be true because I don't believe it? Hogwash. The truth is the truth, and it cannot change. And again, all we have to do is think back to the time when our Lord died and remember one person, one out of the entire world believed that Jesus was going to rise from the dead. One. and she was right, and everyone else was wrong. Just because the majority believes something doesn't make it right. And so we look at what's going on in the world, and we've got a bunch of garbage that is being forced down our throats that is not only offensive to God, which it is all offensive to Him, but it's offensive to us because we're made in the image and likeness of God. And so we have to recognize what's going on, and we have to be able to make the right distinctions, and we have to stand for the truth. Because once again, the truth cannot change. And the truth isn't about an opinion. I don't care if your opinion is that 2 + 2 = 5. You're wrong. It doesn't matter what the opinion is. What matters is the truth. And if we want the truth, He is a person, and therefore we have to conform ourselves to the truth, who is the person of Jesus Christ. St. Paul said of Jesus, "Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever." He cannot change. The truth cannot change. So we want to think that, well, it's okay for us to do all these things that are so offensive to God, and He's just not going to care. He's not going to do anything about it, because He hasn't done anything. Look at, well, this has been going on for how long, and He hasn't intervened. Doesn't mean He's not going to. Read back to what happened at the time of Noah. God didn't do anything for a long time. And then He waited another 100 years while Noah built the ark. So the people just continued doing all their horrible things. Thought God wasn't going to do anything because He didn't care. He was getting everything prepared. Noah was building the ark. Finally, when the ark was done, God intervened. And you can see that same pattern over and over and over and over again. So how many babies do we need to kill? How many truths do we need to reject? How much do we not believe before God is finally going to intervene? Look around, He's getting it all set up. It's just like the time that Noah was building the ark. God is preparing. He's preparing His people. The day is coming and is not too terribly far off, still up the road a bit, but not too terribly far off. The question is, are we just going to sit back and think, well, eat, drink, and be merry? No big deal. God doesn't care. Or are we going to say, in the midst of all of this, I can make a choice to do God's will. And in making that choice, which is going to be countercultural and against the current, I can become a saint. I can choose the Lord, and I can live my life for Him. That's what He's testing all of us with right now. Don't worry about the stuff to come. I mean, it's going to be ugly. It's not going to be fun. But that's not the issue right now. The issue right now is, are we going to remain faithful, or are we just going to compromise and give in because everyone else is doing it? Doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. The apostles all locked themselves in a room. The Blessed Mother went to the tomb because they didn't have faith, and she did. You know the truth. It has been given to you. Now choose it and live it. And as the world continues going its way, we have to choose to go the opposite way. It's not going to be socially acceptable. It's not going to be popular. But it's still the truth. And that truth will ultimately be rewarded with eternal life.